Ukraine launches major series of drone strikes on mainland Russia. By Breitbart London on June 26, 2026. AP, Russian air defenses intercepted 660 Ukrainian drones in a major nighttime attack on 12 Russian regions as well as the Russia-held Crimean Peninsula. The Black Sea and the Azov Sea, Russia's defense ministry said Friday. It appeared to be one of the biggest drone attacks on Russia and the illegally annexed Crimea since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine more than 4 years ago. The previous biggest Ukrainian attack over the past year was 556 drones on May 17. In an effort to turn the tables on Russia's grinding war of attrition, Ukrainian long-range drones have for months been battering targets, including oil production and energy facilities, behind the front line and deep inside Russia. The campaign has choked Russian fuel supplies and military deliveries, stalling Moscow's efforts on the battlefield, Western officials and analysts say, and heaped pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin. Initial damage reports from Russia after the overnight attack provided scant information. Russia's defense ministry usually doesn't say what was targeted in Ukraine's drone attacks, nor does it detail any damage. Ukraine's security service said it used drones to strike Russian Navy ships and air defense radars in Kerch, an important port city in Crimea. The targets were two reconnaissance and mine-laying ships, the Volga and the Vyatka, and the cargo passenger ferry Petropavlovsk, the agency said, claiming that the strikes started a large fire. The claim could not be independently verified. The major attack came hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on X that he had ordered a 40-day influence operation, believed to mean an escalation of attacks, aimed at compelling Russia to end the war after U.S. peace efforts over the past year yielded no breakthrough. The successful strikes, including hitting targets in Moscow and St. Petersburg, have buoyed Ukraine. Zelensky said he got further promises of foreign support when he attended a recent summit of G7 leaders, including from U.S. President Donald Trump, and that the promised aid will help Ukraine step up its effort to force Putin to the negotiating table. A NATO summit next month could be another key moment in beefing up Ukraine's military. In the Tula region just south of Moscow, a private house was damaged by the attack and a woman was wounded, Tula Governor Dmitry Milyayev said in an online statement, as reports of damage caused by the attack began to emerge. He also said a power line was damaged in an unspecified industrial facility in the city of Novomoskovsk. Russian independent online outlet Astra reported that a chemical plant and a hydroelectric plant in Novomoskovsk were attacked and caught fire. The Associated Press couldn't independently verify the report, and there was no official confirmation. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin also reported that 47 Ukrainian drones were downed as they flew toward the Russian capital. He did not report any casualties or damage. Two people were killed and seven others injured in Russian attacks on the northeastern Kharkiv region over the previous 24 hours, regional head Oleh Sinyahubov said Friday. Russian forces struck the city of Kharkiv and 16 other settlements across the region using guided aerial bombs and drones of various types, Sinyahubov said. Ukraine's defenses overnight stopped 174 of 189 Russian drones, the Ukrainian Air Force said. However, four of seven Iskander-M ballistic missiles that were fired got through air defenses and struck various locations, it said. Ukrainian officials reported damage to energy facilities, homes and other civilian infrastructure in the capital, Kyiv, the southern Odessa and Zaporizhia regions, and Sumy in the northeast. At least six people were wounded, according to authorities. Russia is expanding several of its military sites deep inside Belarus, but there is no buildup of forces near the Ukrainian border, a state border guard service spokesman said Friday. Russia launched its 2022 invasion of Ukraine from Belarus, which borders both countries, and Kyiv has kept a close watch on developments there during the war. Ukrainian intelligence units have detected no grouping or reinforcement of Russian units, equipment or personnel close to the border, spokesman Andriy Dymchenko said in remarks to Ukrainian television. However, Russia has a growing number of training grounds, bases and other sites deeper inside the country, according to intelligence units. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.